Ooh, is this evening? Yeah, meaning PM. Okay. In three, gosh dang it. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I screwed that up. Hold on. Okay. Tonight on TMSPM, the contest has rules.
Thomas Gibson suspended.
Rob Ford tape is out.
Rodman broke his unit three times.
Can you believe that? Three times. Ooh. 50 Cent wants to share his 2 cents.
I don't know if he has it to spare. Dan, the tabletop man.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the evening edition of the show for Thursday, the 11th of August, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson,
and thar be Brian Ibbett.
Yar, hello.
Yar.
You know what, the Talk Like a Pirate Day thing that I don't like very much?
Yeah.
I would do it if I was allowed to be like that. Because what the way I get it is people online going, yar, matey. Oh,
yeah. Right. Well, you see it typed.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's the part I don't like. But if somebody's going, yar.
Yar, be a show.
I've got special plans for you.
Like that.
Show
kind of stuff.
Ahoy.
Yeah, see, that's great. That I can do.
Sure.
Hello and welcome, everybody. It's good to have you here. It's the fifth edition of the show a week because we have this Patreon, and you've all been so generous to support it. And because you have, well, by gum, there's this extra thing, and we love doing it. Before we go very far at all, we have to finally come through on what we've been promising for days and keep forgetting to talk about. No fault of Brian's. I take full responsibility for this.
No, it's my fault too, because I kept forgetting to bring it up or email you or tell you my ideas or whatever.
It is the second ever, we can't call it annual because we haven't done it every year, but right. The second ever TMS Fall Film Festival, 32nd Film Festival.
The 32nd Film Festival.
That's right. Hooray for Hollywood, everyone. Oh, yeah.
Now that we're
in the feeling, we're in the mood. So, Brian, you laid out, I think, were pretty strong rules, or good rules.
Cool.
Do you want to explain, and then we'll go from there.
So, the topic, as we get into this lovely election season, is elections. Mm. What we want you to do is pick your favorite sci-fi, horror, or fantasy character and make a 30-second or thereabouts campaign video for them. And don't forget to include things like who they're running against, you know, doing the black and white. Walter White says that making meth is bad.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You don't have to, but
there's an idea for you, sure.
Exactly. Also, you know, if they've got a campaign slogan or just whatever their platform is, make sure to include that as well.
Yep.
You've got until September 15th to produce this thing. I mean, that's like a month and a week, like, you know, 5 weeks, plenty of time.
Yeah, it's no time, really.
Your 30-second video will be judged by a whole bunch of the Frog Pants production team. Mm-hmm. And the winner is going to be announced 1 week later on TMS AM, September 23rd.
Nice. So the one part we're missing that I completely forgot to do before this was a URL to a form where they would submit their videos. Now, you've got time to make your video.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not ready.
They don't have a video. If they've got a video in the can ready to go,
then you're already disqualified as far as I'm concerned. No. See, okay. So just to give people a little bit of a memory, we did this back in 2011 or 12. It's 11. I think 11.
Maybe 11. Yeah.
And, that year, Bill Duran, who was at that time just a listener, was the big winner with his Wolverine video.
He did a Wolverine wakes up and gets out of bed and scratches himself and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
not with his claws, I hope.
That's right.
I don't remember.
Right. I don't remember.
Maybe he did. But anyway, he won, and he cannot win this time. He's disqualified because he is a part of the show now in a way.
Those mornings are hard was our topic.
Mornings were hard. That's right. So now that mornings are less hard, because remember, then we were doing the show at 8 in the morning. Now we do it at 9.
Right.
So it's not as hard as it used to be. So elections. I love Brian's idea. I think it's brilliant. We will have, by Monday, a submittable form. Going to have Ice Worm do this. He did it last time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do it again. He'll create a form that we'll get a nice little short URL for, probably a Google form.
Right.
And it'll just mean when you're done, you'll go in there and put a link to your YouTube video.
Upload your video to YouTube.
Yeah.
Make it private, make it public, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter to us.
Doesn't matter.
And then you'll copy that link and you'll submit it to us using this form. Mm-hmm. This is the only way we're going to accept your submissions. If you send an email to us, we are going to open that email, we're going to print it, and we're going to rip it up, and then we're going to mail you the shards.
Yeah, or I'll burn it.
Or burn it.
Send you the ashes and go, stay out of town, Zane.
Give us a video of you eating these ashes.
Oh, my Lord. I love it. So we're very excited about this. It was really fun last time, and I suspect, given that that was our first year, we will this time have way more entries. And we had a ton last time, but I'm guessing since things have grown to where they are today, I'm thinking we're gonna have a ton. So have some fun with it. Here's one only rule I'm gonna throw out there. We'll make this part of the form, but here's the only rule. I don't think we haven't talked about this, so we'll see how this goes. I don't think that any of these ads about your candidate being fantasy character or sci-fi character or whatever, I don't think any of them can directly reference Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
When you say directly, what do you
mean? I mean, we got to like avoid those two. Now, can you say
are we talking about like Jon Snow wants to build a wall?
You can totally do that if you want.
The wildlings.
Because that's pretty funny, and those references are fine, and you can make fun of Hillary's emails and all whatever you want in subtext, but what I don't want is for people to go, like, direct references. Like, Donald Trump thinks that, Tyrion Lannister's too short. Like,
No. Agreed. Yeah. These all, the primary candidate, or the candidate that you are creating the election video for, as well as their opponent, any running mates, etc., all have to be fictional characters.
That's right. If you can do it, I believe in you. All right, so there's your plan. We'll get you the form on Monday. Hi,
I'm Raymond Givens, and I'll approve this message.
That's right. I approve this message. Do lots of those. I can't wait for those. Those are my favorite. Who did you say that was? Did you say Robin Givens? Oh, he said Robin Givens.
Robin Givens says, I approve this message. Ow! My eye!
Was it Robin Givens or Gibbons?
Givens. G-I-V-E-N-S.
That was
Mike Tyson's
wife, right. She was from, and she was on that show, the Head of the Class show.
Right. Yep.
Remember that dumb show?
It had Billy Connolly and Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever was in it, except he looked like Grandpa Johnny Fever in it.
Right.
He's still around. He's still doing stuff.
Johnny,
I'm going to die of a fever.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Real quick, got an email from somebody who wanted to get out of the way real quick. This is to us from Will, who says, hey, Scott and Brian, a few episodes back, Brian made the bold claim that there hasn't been a movie as good as Fury Road to come out this year.
We hardly ever bring up Fury Road and which one of us it is that has placed Fury Road on this untouchable pedestal.
It's so confusing.
I can totally understand why he would think it's me.
It's so confusing, Brian. I don't even know. As a person who goes to the movies almost every week, $5 Tuesdays, I felt compelled to show you the light. So Brian, he's showing you the light.
Oh, okay? Thanks for showing me the light. Yeah.
And let me preface this by saying I agree with Brian that Fury Road is excellent. Okay. This isn't a matter of overrating Fury Road. Making a movie as good is no small feat. Without further ado, I present a list of movies released in 2016 as good or better than Fury Road and in no particular order. Again, he's addressing you, Brian Ibbett. Mm-hmm. Who believes Fury Road is the greatest movie of the last 10 years and nothing this year has equaled it. Okay. I heard you say it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Yeah.
I
have to go to the tape on this one. It's a photo finish.
He thinks I live in Colorado and that you don't.
You're a drunk, Scott.
And that you think touching 3D glasses is going to give you a pink eye. So he's got it all confused. Anyway, The Witch. Haven't seen it yet. Can't speak to it.
That's the period piece with goats.
Yeah, a horror movie with goats. It's the goat horror movie.
Goat horror movie, Goat porn.
Bring in the goats, time for milking. Blah! Horror movie. Okay, there's that. Mm-hmm. Then you got 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Excellent movie.
Great movie, not as good as Fury Road.
I would not say as good as Fury Road.
No. Midnight Special, didn't see it.
No, had no idea.
What is that?
No idea. Midnight Special.
I know the song.
It might shine its ever-loving light on me, but it hasn't shown its ever-loving...
Anything on you,
Midnight Special.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers Pictures 2016. It's a sci-fi film.
Okay.
A father, played by Michael Shannon, who we like a lot.
Oh, love him, yeah.
Goes on the run to protect his young son, Alton, and uncover the truth behind the boy's special powers. What starts as a race from religious extremists and local law enforcement quickly escalates into a nationwide manhunt involving the highest levels of the federal government.
That sounds all right to me.
It does sound really good. It's got an 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. How come this never...
bad marketing. I don't know.
Crossed our paths.
All right, well, I'll check out...
to rent from iTunes for $15.
Rent? Oh, that's buy. That's not rent, is it?
Oh, maybe it's buy.
Yeah, so they'll probably have it to rent, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sing Street. What's Sing Street? Look that one up.
Sing Street is a lovely film about a group of kids who sing.
Oh, that's not as good as Fury Road.
It takes place in the 80s, and it's got a bunch of 80s music on the soundtrack. I've never seen it, but...
Do they drive big, spiky cars and throw grenades from their motorcycles when they fly over them and stuff? Oh, no, they don't?
Are some of them on sticks?
Oh, well, if that's not the case, then I'm not sure I'd put Sing Street on this list. All right, finally, the last two, Wiener. I know that one is a documentary. Mm. It's all about Wieners. No, it's about Anthony Wiener, and it's supposed to be really good. Mm. I want to see that again.
I'm glad these last two are two separate movies.
Yeah, Wiener Tickled. Tickled. What's Tickled? Don't know.
No idea.
Huh.
Tickled.
He also says there are some Europe movies that are getting theatrical releases. Technically, they're a year before, though, but we got them in 2016. The Lobster and a Bigger Splash.
All right. This sounds very interesting. Tickled is a documentary.
Okay.
A journalist intends to document an international tickling competition for kicks. Instead, he finds a bizarre and even threatening world created by a bully with deep pockets.
Okay. Is there a giant fat guy with his nipples exposed but otherwise wearing a suit and it has a giant club foot that runs the bullet farm in that movie? Because if that doesn't exist, still not better than Fury Road.
There might be. It sounds like there might be a guy with his nipples exposed.
Okay. Does it feature a really bad guy with two sons, one who's perfectly fit to take over ruling everything, except he's super dumb and the only smart one's a shriveled up ball?
That only movies that contain elements from Fury Road can be better than Fury Road?
Well, I'm just saying, none of these sound all that, you know.
I don't know. If your movie doesn't have lightsabers, I can't understand how it'd be better than Star Wars.
All right, that's a fair point. And now he's still confused because he thinks you're the one that says this.
All right.
It's opposite day, everybody. Okay, movies technically already did that. He says, I got a decent-sized list there. At least one of them, you're going to agree, approaches Fury Road. He says, The Witch does this, definitely. I'll fight you over The Witch, he says.
Fight you over The Witch.
Thank you for reading. But what if I don't really like horror movies much? I mean, genre matters here.
It's funny because the previews for The Witch really made me feel like it was a Shyamalan joint.
Mm. Oh, Lamadina.
By the way, Witch came out in 2015.
Well, you know what Mr. Robot does? It feels like Fincher and Shyamalama Ding Dong got together and had a little baby.
Because
that show has their fingerprints all over it. Anyway, thanks for reading. Love the show. Try to see some of these movies if you haven't. The Lobster and A Bigger Splash are artsy fartsies. So avoid those if you aren't into that sort of thing.
Lobster sounds like it's great. Like the premise for Lobster sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I like Lobster too. I like it. It's when it's in the muffins.
A little drawn butter. Did you hear about what the plot of the Lobster is?
No idea.
Because it's funny. When we were at the Warcraft film, the Lobster was playing in a different movie, and we kept making jokes like, "All right, I hope everybody here is ready to go see the Lobster."
I missed that. So what was it? Who's in that?
In a dystopian society, single people must find a mate within 45 days or be transformed into the animal of their choice.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to see this.
Starring Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz.
Okay, I'm in.
And John C. Reilly.
I'm still in, even though I don't like John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly's character is known as the Lisping Man.
Oh, that may be annoying, though. He kind of annoys me anyway. When he's not lisping, John C. Reilly kind of annoys me. He's all right. He's fine. He's not the worst thing in the world.
Come on. Give me one bad John C. Reilly performance that wasn't from a movie starring Will Ferrell. Okay, go.
Ooh, boy, that's a real sticker of a...
We can't count those.
Okay, well, that's fine. He annoyed the crap out of me in Boogie Nights.
What?
His character.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is. Something about him. I think he was annoying in... Oh, that's a Will Ferrell movie. Hold on. All right. Maybe you're right about that. That's okay. You take Will Ferrell movies
Nova
out.
Nova in Guardians of the Galaxy. Come on.
Oh, he was all right in that. You know what? Actually,
Magnolia. He was a cop that loses his gun.
He's fine in that. He's fine in that.
Wreck-It Ralph.
He's great as Wreck-It Ralph. He was Ralph. He wrecks things. He was good. They're doing a sequel. Good for him. I don't like his comedy Bang Bang or whatever it is thing he does on the web that's like him doing interviews and looking all weird with curly hair and crazy eyes. Do you know the thing I'm talking about?
I thought that was Zach Galifianakis.
No, he does a thing too. He does the Between Two Ferns thing, but this thing's more like he's just going, he's just constantly just being weird. I don't know how to explain
really?
It.
Yes. Oh, really? See, that's you know, that's repeated water to tread, man.
Well, I agree. Mean,
if Galifianakis is doing it, then...
repeated water, that's what I call my...
Repeated... I have some repeated water.
It's my urine.
And don't get that confused with Comedy Bang Bang, because I totally dig Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang, what is it? It's one of those things, though, like, die first. What's it called? Die, humor, die? No.
Oh, funny or die?
Funny or die.
Die, humor, die! All right. Competing site. We're getting a website called Die Humor Die.
All right, I'm in. By the way,
maybe it's German. D Humor D.
A quick note here. What I just did there with you guys is a hint about a project I'm working on that I'm afraid to tell anyone about until I finish one, because I think it might be one of the only original ideas left on the internet. And I'm gonna just give you a taste of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is just a taste of it. Hold on. You have to guess.
Back to the future.
And then the Lebanese or whoever they were. No, Libyans. Okay, that's all I'm saying about it. Mm. It's an audio video project. That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving anything away, but let's just pull that Johnson.
Wow, I could tell you what movie I think you're talking about.
Well, you probably could. But the application of said thing is going to be elusive.
No idea.
Yeah, no idea. So watch for that coming soon.
Wow.
Time for the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's time for the news, brought to you by
No Agenda, podcast award-winning news analysis and occasional crack pottery, hosted by Adam Curry. What's he doing these days? You know he's got talent. And John C. Dvorak.
I am grumpy, and I'm going to tell you how to use your soundboard. And then they're going to cut this out, and they're probably going to use this in their show, too.
I don't go on Twitter anymore.
Live from Gitmo Nation every Thursday and Sunday. They've never seemed less crazy or been more essential. Episode 850 should be up now at noagendashow.com, and it's probably 3 hours long, so get to it.
Oh, 850, eh?
Episode 850.
Gee, that's just so many.
I remember when we did our episode 850.
Yeah, I remember 850 circa 2013. It was a good time back then. We're kidding. We love those guys. John C. Dvorak was always extremely nice to me on Twitter. And he likes my cartoons, so that makes me happy.
Mm, oh, nice.
I've never talked to Adam, so I'm sure he's fine. Criminal Minds. You know the show Criminal Minds? One of those procedural deals there? Do you watch that? Is that a thing
No, we do not watch Criminal Minds.
Not even Tina?
Not even Tina, no.
Okay. Well, Criminal Minds, Thomas Gibson. I guess he's a dude on there. The actor. Thomas Gibson.
Yeah, I know Thomas Gibson. He's the white-haired dude.
Oh,
isn't he the guy who was on...
I can't think
of it. Wasn't he in The Burbs?
Oh, maybe. Oh, I know who you're talking about. No,
that's another Gibson. Thomas Gibson is the...
He's younger.
Handsome, dark-haired dude. He was Dharma.
Yeah,
he was Greg.
Oh, he's Greg. Yeah, he wouldn't be Dharma, would he?
He was Dharma. Whatever.
He was Dharma. He was
Whoever
Greg or Dharma
is.
And Greg. Anyway, he's been suspended from the long-running CBS crime drama following a physical altercation with the writer-producer. The actor allegedly kicked one of the scribes recently during a disagreement right in the nuts over the show's creative direction. I put the nuts part in.
Oh, darn.
I know. EU has confirmed this. EU.
EU. The European Union has, who follows Criminal Minds and Thomas Gibson very closely.
The extended universe fiction of Star Wars has confirmed. A source with knowledge of the situation told EW that Gibson instinctively booted the other man in the shin. Oh, it's the shin. After the argument escalated. There were creative differences on the set and a disagreement. I regret that it occurred. We all want to work together as a team to make this the best episode possible. We always have and we always will, says Gibson. In a statement, in addition to his suspension from playing agent Aaron Hochner.
Hochner, maybe.
Oh, Hochner. Probably Hochner.
Yeah.
It looks like Hotchner.
Oh, no, with the T. Yeah, Hotchner.
Wouldn't you say Hotchner? I would.
Definitely would say Hotchner. I didn't see there was a T in there.
It's gotta be,
I was too busy looking at pictures of Henry Gibson, who's the guy I was thinking of.
The chat room must... Someone in there is watching this. Like, Jeannie, come on. This is a Friday night for you, isn't it? I don't know why I'd say that.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I don't either. It's not derogatory. It just seems like something Jeannie would like. For some reason, I don't know.
She's laughing.
Okay, good. Gibson will no longer direct an episode in the show's upcoming 12th season. 12 seasons, geez. I've never seen one. That makes me feel a little weird. Yeah, the show reportedly remains in production while Gibson's future with the series is under review, according to Deadline, which first reported the news. So there's, if you had your finger on the pulse of what's going on with Thomas Gibson,
yeah,
there you go. Greg's in trouble.
Jeannie does not watch it at all.
All right. Anyone else
in
there?
And I told you I was thinking of Henry Gibson.
Yeah, Henry Gibson's the guy from Burbs, right?
Yep. And
when are we watching that for Film Sack? That's got to happen.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. I think it's on.
Is it on our list?
I think it's on our list and streaming, so you should check that out. You can now finally watch the infamous Rob Ford crack tape. Remember Rob Ford, Toronto mayor?
I do. The late Rob Ford.
Yeah, and I'm not, listen, this isn't me kicking dirt on his grave, okay? But this is something we've never been able to hear. It's his tirade while he was on the crack. And I want to play that for you, okay? So this may contain language that I'll have to go edit later. I don't know. I saved it so that we'd hear it for the first time, you and I. So anybody listening live, I'm just letting you know, I don't know what's in this. I have no idea. I just wanted to play it, and we'll see how it goes. So here we go. Here's Rob Ford. It's in a video form. I'm going to play it. Here we go.
That's why he wants to be involved in everything. He wants to fight everybody's battles. And it's going to kill you. Don't do it.
The kids
are important to you. That's what drives you, baby. That's what I love. That's why we love you.
He's just sitting there. They're all hyped up on crack.
Holy cow. It's like Pinky in the Brain. You know, it's like...
it makes me feel weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, you heard that F-bomb, right?
Yeah, I'll go fix it later.
Freaking. Sounds like an episode of Deadwood in there.
A little bit. Somebody's a sea sucker. All right, there's that. Rob Ford. Search him in Google. You'll find it. You want to watch the whole thing, fine. I don't think I can bring myself to do it. It's too weird. I don't like people when they're on drugs. It makes me feel funny. Hey, yeah. Dennis Rodman in the news.
Speaking of which.
Been a while.
Ooh, UPS just pulled up in front of my house.
Ooh, what do you think they have?
They have a copy of some Polish thing called Nemanski.
What the hell's that?
It's a new game for the PlayStation 4 called Nemanski.
Why are you getting that? You have some shelf space you need to fill, or what? What is that? Why do I not know what that is? Oh, Nemanski?
Yeah.
Hold on. Nemanski. No Man's Sky. Gosh dang it. So why is that so late? Did you pre-order it or something?
I didn't pre-order it. No. I waited until a couple days ago and there was an announcement saying, hey, they've got this on Prime for $48. And then I said, there you go. There's my price.
That's 10 bucks.
You hit
less
my price point.
You got it for 10 less than I did.
See, well, there we go. Well, and you don't get it till tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to get on Steam. I guess midnight tonight I'll get it.
Yeah.
Or no, is it the day tomorrow?
You know, today, by the way, I know we really want to talk about Dennis Rodman. Oh, yeah. Doorbell's about to, there's the doorbell.
Do you have a sign for that?
Nope, he's just leaving it and walking away.
Okay.
And hopefully I grab this before a TMS listener runs up and grabs it. Someone listening live.
That'd be a hoot.
Tonight, by the way, if you stay up to get your No Man's Sky at midnight, you should go outside and look up in the real sky because it's the Perseids meteor shower tonight.
Oh, right. It's supposed to be real good over the Rocky Mountains here.
Yeah. Lots of meteor smoke trails and stuff, or like the sparkly smoke that follows them that we haven't had in previous years. So
my daughter loves that stuff, but for her to see that, should she get off the strip? Because the strip's going to be all hazy, right?
Oh, she's not going to be able to see anything. Well, it's going to be too bright on the strip. You look up from the strip and you don't see stars.
No, you see... See your horrible life flash before you is what you see.
Yeah. God, I don't know.
You should go find somewhere.
I wonder if you go to the stratosphere and go to the top of the stratosphere if you're...
Maybe.
if you don't get the brightness from below, I don't know how that would work.
Maybe, but also their timeshare thing is near the airport. Maybe that would work. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that'd probably be a lot better.
And they'll figure it out. Sure. Dennis Rodman, he broke his wiener 3 times. he's known for being quirky. And now we know the former basketball player is also kinky, I suppose. In this, obviously not safe for video from Vice, I'm not going to play it here because we know what's in there. Robin talks about breaking his unit 3 times.
It's bent like a crack pipe.
He says, once you see around corners now. Says, once you get over the graphic imagery of his description, they wondered in this article, is it even possible? After all, the penis isn't a bone, so it doesn't make sense that guys could break it like they would an arm or a leg. But penile fractures are a real thing, and they can happen. Oh, I don't want to read this. It's making my groin hurt.
Oh, God. Yeah, the parenthetical?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. No, pass.
Yeah, I'm not reading that. These fractures are super rare, says Dr. Hunter Wessels, MD, chair of the urology department of the University of Washington School of Medicine.
Hunter Nuclear Wessels.
He says, too much hassle. Broken penis, too much hassle.
Too much hassle. Broken back of my Mercedes, too much hassle.
My good buddy Mark, who listens to the show, could not stop laughing at your Russian neighbor voice the other day. He said. Anyway, he says his hospital sees 1 or 2 cases per month, so no need to stop trying new things in the bedroom. We just know there's a small chance sex can lead to a very real injury. So be careful out there, kids.
Jeez.
Hey, speaking of wieners. How about this final story?
Okay.
50 Cent just complained about his unit being shown in Power. That's a show, I guess.
Oh.
TV
not
show.
Power is not the PlayStation, the Sony show that's based on the Brian Michael Bendis comic book.
Correct. Is that even a thing anymore? It's done, right?
Yeah, second season is it.
I think they were like, ugh, this isn't good. 50 Cent's manhood has been broadcast on television, and apparently he's not happy about it. The rapper says his penis was seen during a recent episode of the TV show Power. Again, I haven't seen it, for which he is an executive producer and jokingly threatened the show's creator over it.
you know what this is? Mm. Not a lot of people are watching this show that I executive produce. What can I get in the news?
How can we stir up some interest, guys?
Yeah, they put my penis into the show that I executive produce, and I didn't have a say
about it. My name is Fitty, and I'd like to get more people watching my show. Right. Fitty, whose real name is Curtis James Jackson III, has a recurring role as Kanan on the Star. Oh, it's on Stars. He says, man, I just saw episode 4 of Power. Courtney Kemp, I'm going to kill you. This is not funny, Fitty said on Instagram. This is the new place for celebrities to freak out is Instagram.
Apparently on Instagram, yeah.
He says, I think I just saw my... And then there's an emoji for the
eggplant emoji.
Yeah, he says, I think I just saw my eggplant in a scene. What the F, Courtney? Call my phone now. We watched...
Do you not have Courtney's phone,
yeah.
Fitty?
Yeah, she must. Is she the showrunner? She must be.
I guess so.
Says, we watched the scene in question, says this article by metro.co.uk, and they said, yes, you can see his penis. So, good luck to everybody there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's real, real good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dan the Tabletop Man will be here post-Gen Con to tell us, I don't know, maybe the favorite thing he saw there. I don't know what we're getting from Dan. Damn excited, though. So, that'll come up here next. After that, we got your Twitter questions. Before all that, though, Indy in the middle.
Right. And for this one, we're kind of combining the two. Usually I find these songs and I you know, get them from the labels and the artists and I plunk them into the show. This time, we've actually got a request for an Indie in the Middle. And he followed my rules, which is, if you're going to request an Indie in the Middle, then you've got to do the work of contacting the band or the label and saying, hey, do you mind if they play this on the morning stream? Mm-hmm. Because it's too much hassle.
Too much hassle.
I don't have time to do it.
Too much hassle.
Too much hassle. This one comes in from Davey Corus, also known as Corey Davis. He was out here last month. We had lunch, and it was a great time. Fort Worth, Texas-based Un Chen pulls influence from American psychedelic rock, blues, and experimental stylings. The act is rapidly garnering attention as one of North Texas's most exciting live acts, and they're poised to begin ascendancy outside of the region. A band with limitless musical boundaries and unfettered brooding appeal, Un Chien is fascinatingly two things at once, clandestine and thrilling. This is going to be the first single off of their upcoming LP, Where We Belong.
It was recommended by Corey Davis, a.k.a. Davey Chorus, in the chat room, who's in there right there. Look, there he is. There's Davey Chorus. He's in the chat room.
Nice.
I see him. I'm waving.
Yay.
He contacted the band and talked to them via Facebook Messenger, and then took a screenshot of the Facebook Messenger chat where they said it was totally okay for us to play it.
Oh, good. So something you can't Photoshop or mess with. Good. Good.
Totally indisputable evidence of our ability to play this.
Perfect.
I trust him. I believe him.
It's fine.
This comes from, like I said, their brand new album, Where We Belong. Here is Un Shen and Amarillo.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I actually loved that.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you want to go to Amarillo?
Yeah. I'd go there. It's a bit, it rolls up and rolls down the road, right?
That's right. It's the leading cause of car accidents in New Mexico.
I don't know.
Your children, your family, your kids.
All right, Rob. All right. Some serious crack, dude.
I like the other guy's just totally amped up. All right, yeah, we got to do this. Hey, let's go smoke that. Come on.
I think it's his wife or something. I could be wrong.
What?
I think it's a lady.
That's a woman?
I think it's a lady.
Hold on, play it again.
Oh wait, I gotta pull it up again.
Oh, sorry.
No, you shouldn't be. Okay, here it is. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Let's see if this is a lady or not, guys. You guys be the judge. Come on, play. Here we go. Here we go.
That's why he wants to be involved in everything. No, he wants to fight everybody's battles.
Kinda.
Hmm.
It doesn't show him he or her because it's the camera person. So we don't actually get to see whoever that is, but he is
Grant,
over there. He's
Grant
over there.
MO6s, that's a lady.
And he's over there freebasing, man. Like he is into it.
Is the person talking that's not Rob Ford holding the camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the camera person.
Yeah. That seems like such a bad idea.
The whole thing seems weird. I don't trust any of it. I do trust Dan, though, to tell me if a good a board game's any fun or
I
not.
I do, too. By the way, look right here. I've got it. Right here in my hand.
Oh, look at that. How'd you get that? Oh, did you go into the song?
Yeah, I went during the song and grabbed it. Yeah. And I'm going to show you this right now.
Okay. Oh, he's opening it? You're not just going to put it on the shelf and take up space?
Look at that. I'm taking the plastic off.
Oh, my Lord.
Leaps and bounds ahead of
I can't believe this is
James
happening.
James Bond Bloodstone.
Help, it's happening. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's above. And just name a game. It's up on your shelf.
Exactly. Oh, the disc was not in its
Oh, that happens to me all
though.
The time.
It's the freaking
it's freaking worst. Okay, let's
do
this.
Talk to Dan. I'm gonna go. I'll be right back.
All right, you can just go play that game. Have fun.
I'll be done with it by the time Dan's done talking
about stuff. Okay. Hi, on the air with us right now is Dan, the tabletop man. Dan, what's going on?
Greetings, program.
Are you all like recovered and stuff, and like not all hungover and everything, or what?
Well, let me tell you, I don't want to ever see booze or food ever again.
Yeah.
After this past week.
the stink of Gen Con has been washed off.
It's always kind of bad, right? Like, it's always a little bit rough every year. It's a little drinky, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I mean, it's more or less because we're up till 4 o'clock in the morning. You only tie one on a couple of nights, and it's usually just kind of you go back to the room after the hall, and you're playing a few games, putting a few back, and then trying to make sure that you're awake again to get back in the hall the next day.
Yeah,
so
you got more to do, people to see, stuff to look at, right?
Yeah, and of course, I definitely adhere to the 3-2-1 rule, the 3 hours sleep, 2 meals, and 1 shower every single day.
I like that.
Because I don't want to contribute to any of that stank that's going on in that hall.
There's enough of it. If everyone thought about their own stink footprint, we would be a better society. So
now,
good job.
I don't want to stereotype anybody, but I guess if it's true, it's not really a stereotype. When you walk past some of those CCG areas, I don't want to like call out any of the games called like Magic or anything. Mm-hmm. But when you walk past some of those areas, mm-hmm. there's a definite cloud.
It's the funk.
It's certainly not a crack cloud. I can tell you that. Well, maybe it is a
listen,
crack cloud.
Magic isn't the problem. It's the gathering
funk of
part.
The planeswalkers.
Yeah, funk of the planeswalkers. It is the gathering part that causes the problem. So people, shower, deodorant, it's not that hard.
A new game called Magic, the showering.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, if they had a collectible card for that, people would actually, it would smell great in there.
What's hygiening.
Is Indianapolis hot this time of year? I assume it's kind of
Yeah. It's sometimes when it's later in August, like at night, sometimes in late August at night, it can get a little chilly, but it was a good upper 90s, and it was like just a billion people around the state house, just Pokemon Go at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You just had a photo bomber. Who was that photo bomber?
That was my daughter. That was Lauren.
Oh, she came by, and she not only photo bombed, but she did the peace sign sideways thing like the kids do.
Nice.
Yeah. Gotta love 12-year-olds.
Yeah, it's the best. It's all Instagram, it's all Vine, it's all phones all the time. I understand. What'd you see there that was rad? What are you going to recommend to us this
week? It's funny because I was doing so much running around talking to people, because I go to Gen Con a lot of times to beg Lauren. Hi, Peanut. Thank you, baby. here, baby.
I got to go let the skags in. Hold on one second.
Oh, it's chaos. It's mad chaos.
It's the wheels have fallen off.
That's true.
So I do a lot of begging for the charity event. So I talk to a lot of publishers, and I get a lot of donations. So sometimes on Saturday and Sunday, it gets a little nutty to try and get a lot of games. So a lot of the a lot of the good games or the games that I want to play, I won't even have played them for another couple weeks. But I do have some games I did play. They may not be the best things that I played, but these are just some things that I think you guys would really enjoy. And not only that, I got to hang out with Jury while I was out there.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? I saw pictures.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, I saw pictures, so it was proof it happened.
Sorry. Well, you saw pictures when we were playing his prototype, and then Sunday, we don't leave till Monday since I drive. So Sunday night he was still in town, so he came on over and played a bunch of games with us.
Yeah.
One of the games we played that I'll mention is actually at Target right now as well, and it was funny because I was looking to try and figure out where you can buy it. It's called Suspicion.
Mm.
And if you go to Target.com and you use Gen Con, I just kind of found this for anybody. You got a few more days, use the code Gen Con, you'll save 10% off. But this game is kind of like Clue, but a little bit more strategy than Clue.
Okay.
You know, kind of brings, I would say, modern strategy to Clue, because it's kind of a social deduction game where you're trying to figure out who everybody is. So everybody's a jewel thief in the game, and everybody's got a hidden person, and then there's also a stack of who you don't use. It goes up to, I think, 6, maybe 8 or so, but we played with 6, so like 4 to 6 would probably be really good, because you're trying to figure out who everybody is. So you have these pieces of paper that have a picture of everybody on it, like all the different people's faces and their color, and you have all the different wooden pieces are on the board.
How many players is this?
Suspicion is the game?
Suspicion is the name of the game, and you can actually get it at Target. Let me see if it says it on BGG real quick. We played it with 6, and it goes for 2 to 6 players. So 6 is actually, it fits 6 really, really well.
Oh, there it is right there by Wonderforge?
I believe so. Yes, sir. Yes, Wonderforge. Yeah.
Wonderforge!
You can actually get it at Target. Okay. And like I said, this is a this is kind of like Clue, but a little more modern sensibilities. And we played this. So I was sitting next to Jury the whole time, trying to figure out who he was, and we were trying to get in everybody's head. So
good luck. Good luck, by the way. We've all been trying to do this.
Yeah,
with Jury.
That's you're not the first one to try and solve that mystery. Yeah.
So a few ways you score by at the end of the game, if you figured out who the other people are, and then how many gems you have. Because like I said, you're all jewel thieves in this house, and everybody's trying to figure out the secret identity. You know, on the little bits, they've got people with their little masks on. So that's kind of theme where you're trying to figure it out. So on your turn, you roll dice, and it tells you who you can move in the house. And then there'll be little cards that'll have like a gem on the top and then like a person on the bottom. So if you've got one of the gems where it's little pieces that'll say one of the 3 gems, you have to pick up a gem of a room that you're in. So all the rooms will have either 2 or 3 gems in them. So if you pick up, like, say, a green gem, people can look on a board and see everybody that's at a place that doesn't have a green gem, and they'll cross you off on their little piece of paper.
Oh wow. So it's pretty much like Clue, like...
Kind of.
It's like getting a different clue. Right. Out.
Yeah.
And then also, if you... on the bottom, there'll be, like, say, there'll be a... Hi, Spag.
Oh, it's Nicole Spag.
That's right. She can't hear you. I will pull the plug here.
So on the bottom, it'll have a picture of one of the other guys, and it'll say, and you'll ask that person, do you see this person? You'll say, like, whoever you are, do you see this person? And they have little cards that say yes or no, and they slide you that card, and then you look at it, and you'll look on there, and then that'll help you to identify who they are or cross off more people.
Oh.
So it keeps going around the table until one of the piles of gems is run out.
Weird.
And then it kind of gets to the thing. The way you score is, like I said, you figure out who the people are, but then there's sets of gems. So for every set of 3 gems, I think you get like 6 points, and then an individual point for all the other ones. So it kind of got down to the last part, and you're looking at everybody. I'm like, I know who you are, Jury. And he said he had everybody else too. So it came down to the two of us once I ended the game, and I beat him by a couple points. He's a sly mofo. That
oh,
jury.
You got to watch out. Say. He'll screw you over big time if you're not paying attention. Did you since you've mentioned, you know, how many games you played over the week, and it's crazy, and every day you're playing something new.
Yep.
Is it at the end of all this just like a jumble of rules and you don't remember anything? Like, that's how I would feel, I think. I would just not know where to even start.
Is this the game where I take 4 cards, or is this the game where I pass to the left, or things like that?
Maybe towards, like, especially if you're playing, like, board and Euro games, like more board-centric games, it's not that hard to remember. Maybe, like, 4 months later, I'd be like, I know I played this, but somebody's got to remind me how to play. So or you're kind of thumbing through the rules. But during the weekend, especially since you're playing a lot of the hotness, you're playing, like, the same 3 or 4 games sometimes just to show other people. Then it's not that hard to remember them then. But like I said, I mean, since we do the what have you done for me lately with playing more new games all the time, that's when next year comes around, and then you got to kind of get a little refresher. But while you're there, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad, huh? Because I have a hard time, and it's like me sitting down with a friend, and he tries to explain the one game to me. And I'm like, you know what, we're going to have to play like 3 of these, and then I'll be okay.
Like, yeah, well, sometimes the second time around, of course, is like the best. So if this game like grabs you, you're like, all right, we got to play that again.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of those like hour and a half, 2 hour Euros.
Sure. Some of them are like the one you always recommend that my brain just went dead on, the code names. Code names is so easy to pick up. You just immediately go, oh, okay, I totally get it. And you just go for it. But if you're going to sit down and say, here's the 15th Settlers of Catan expansion with the new tile set and the 12 monkeys. And you're just like, I don't know what you're even saying. It's all like weird bat shit English to me at that point.
Yeah, anyway, and the good thing about Codenames is you just want to play it like 100 times in a row too. Because usually you have a bigger group and you're kind of rotating who's going to be the guesser or the clue giver. And I did pick up Codename Pictures. Which was a lot of fun, and also at Target.
We talked about that last time you were on.
What'd you think of it? How was it?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a different take. I mean, the Codename system is just so good, and trying to come up with, since the pictures have like three different little things on them, like kind of it might be a bee riding an ibbot talking to a Johnson. So I mean, you'll figure out like some way to take one of those things to
not riding a Johnson talking to an ibbot. That would be.
No, that would be in the Codenames After Dark, is what that is. which they have now.
PM.
They have the Codenames Black Box now at Target, which they're trying to go for that whole like Cards Against Humanity crowd. So they have things. It'll be like Motorboat or Nipples. Those will all be like clues on there.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the hot new thing, isn't it? Everybody making adult expansions for their games. Like even Speaking of Jury, they did that with the Candidate thing. Or the contender, rather.
Contender.
So, is this? Are we gonna get like? Here's a question for you, Dan. The chances of us ever getting an adult-themed Monopoly game, where
you know, I bet you there's one out there. Maybe not officially by Hasbro.
Yeah.
But there's probably because you can't. You know, they can't really copyright like the whole engine of the thing, since so many people have come out with their own. There's got to be adult ones out there of that.
Yeah, I mean, just think what you could do with Community Chest at that point.
Yeah, I think that's at Spencer's right now.
Oh, okay.
The adult Monopoly.
All right.
So I got another quick one for you that I know Ibbit, because Ibbit's a trivia hound like I am, so I know you'll enjoy this one. There's a game, and I'm trying to figure out when they're putting it out. It's called the Haywire Group, and I'm sure it's going to be picked up larger in a lot of the stores, but it's called Box of Rocks. Now what you've got is you've literally got a box that has rocks in it. It's got two rocks, and on one side it's got like one, like a dot on each one of the rocks. So there's like a blank side and a one dot side.
Let me get this straight. There is a box and it has rocks.
Literally two like flat rocks.
And it's called Box of Rocks.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And I know this is a novel concept. When you hear this, you're going to be like, wow, that's actually a lot cooler than it sounds. Mm. So it's actually got all these trivia questions in it. Every trivia question, while not only hard as all hell, has answers of 0, 1, or 2 are the answer for every question in the game. So I'll ask like, how many animals in the world can look behind them?
Okay.
So what would you say, Ibbit?
Yeah, what would you say? How many
are
animals?
Are you saying that it's that the answer is going to be either 0, 1, or 2?
Yes, sir.
Oh really? Well, 2. Then I mean, because
like
this is
without moving their
head around and
without moving their head. Yep.
Oh geez. All right. So, like a flounder. Nicole says one.
So then I would shake up this box of rocks, and then I would look inside of it, and it would either have 0, 1, or 2 because there's a dot on each side of the rocks. So where they land, it'll give me an answer. So. You guys said 1. Let's just say the box said 2, and the answer is 2. You're now losing to a box of rocks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. So you're proving you're smarter than a box of rocks.
Exactly. So the questions.
I love that.
There's I think there's a rabbit, and then there's some other species of something. Oh, a species of parrot. I think it's parrot and something else. There's that
really?
Can actually, without moving their head at all, can actually see behind, as I'm trying to do it now, as if I could do it. But,
it's got a meeple in it.
Oh, there's a meeple?
Yeah, it's probably meeple to figure out how you you keep score because it's first person to 3.
You put the meeple on the score and then you have a rock that sits on the score. So you've got a fourth rock in this game. They're really going to bust their budget by putting four rocks.
And it's supposed to only be like $10. I'm surprised that I meant to go there after we played it, but I never got to their booth. But here's what's funny. They were keeping track at their booth. Every single game that was played, people were telling them. And humans were only beaten to rocks by like 3 or 4 by the end of the weekend. It was like 860 to like 861 or something crazy. Like, I mean,
oh,
it was crazy how close it was. But it's as a game.
This looks great.
Yeah.
As stupid as it sounds, it was a absolute blast to play.
Can you, I'm sorry to keep going down this path, but are there adult meeples? Can you get a meeple with like a little wiener?
You know what? Isn't that rule? Is there a rule 35? 30, you know, if you say it, it probably exists on the internet.
It probably does.
Little silly putty, Scott. All right. Little silly putty.
Oh, man. I don't want to make my own wieners. I want to have them made for me.
There is a company called Meeple Source that makes up all sorts of meeples, but I'm not sure if they've got an adult page on their on their site.
I'm convinced that there's some pervert in every aspect of life. You can take any innocent thing and say, oh, look, a balloon animal. And some guy looks at it and goes, I could make a wiener out of that. Like, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Is it the pervert that creates it, or is it the pervert that gets on a podcast and says, do they make meeples with penises?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point you make.
And, you know, you can draw pretty much anything, like a guy's butt farting in the air.
Yeah, farting in the air. Exactly. Well, speaking of farts in the air, before we go, Dan, where can people find more of your goodness now that you're home and life is normal again?
Well, check me out on the Geek All-Stars podcast or at Geek Jock Blog on Twitter. And I'll be happy to, a lot of people will ask me for recommendations for games, and I'll be happy to shoot them your way. And in a couple weeks, I'll have some more new hotness that I'll, some things we didn't get to that I'll let you know then.
Ooh, meeple nipples. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right. You are so crusty right now. What happened? What changed at your house?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I know Mark got home and immediately hopped on his tablet and his laptop and his phone, and he's downloading. He set up a torrent down here.
He's doing some torrents. Sweet. He's seeding some files in the basement.
He's torrenting some porn, I think.
Great. How did it go for them today?
Let me see what's going on.
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, what's hitting your bandwidth? Something's hitting it. It's lovely, though. I enjoy it.
Hold on a second.
I totally did it. What was it? That's weird.
It was some process in my CPU called dist noted that has something to do with syncing an iPhone for some reason. I don't know.
Mr. Robot.
But I always find it. I kill it. Not the spam.
It's Mr. Robot.
Nicole wants to make sure that.
All I'm saying, it was clear as a bell. Nicole walked in and it all went to garbage. So she's got some magnetic field or something.
That's right.
I mean,
That's right.
Always can feel it when I'm around her, but I didn't think it affected the electronics. You know, Snowbird has incredible internet until Nicole comes every year. Anyway, thumb up or down on how it went? They don't have to be specific. How'd it
thumb
go?
Thumb up or down on how it went?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Oh, thumbs good. Way up. All right.
Cool. We're in the process of making an offer.
Nice.
Oh, that's that thumbs way in the sky. That's great.
Colorado residence, soon
excellent.
To be.
That's awesome.
This is crazy.
Move to a new town called Surprise? No, don't do that.
No, you tell everybody where we're right now.
Yeah. Everyone go to Brian's house. All right, so.
Yeah, right, exactly. There you go.
What are we doing? Oh, we got to do Twitter questions.
Ask TMS?
Yeah, we got some of that going. How about let's do the little theme. I have a theme.
And we'll pull them into questions that can be answered by more than one person.
Yeah, that's fine. Where's the... Here it is. The newest tweet. That's good enough. We'll do some Twitter questions from you guys. You send them into the AskTMS hashtag, and we read them on the show. And here's one that Kevin Hall asks. What toppings should I get on my pizza tonight? This could be a group answer. Any thoughts from your little...
Nicole's got a great answer to this already.
All right.
I have a new recipe for my pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicken breast, grilled chicken breast, mm-hmm. artichokes, mushroom and fresh mozzarella.
Ooh,
that sounds all right.
It's so good.
I can eat
sounds
that.
Good.
And if you have like the chunky raw tomatoes, like Romano,
the ones that are in the sauce.
Yeah,
the
Ray
sauce
Romano.
You do Ray Romano on there. Can you put extra
Everybody
Romano?
Everybody loves Romano tomatoes.
All right.
There we go. They've been breathing some of that Colorado air.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's really, really, really good.
I don't think it's the plutonium.
All right. What else here? I would say put on how about cheese and pepperoni, everybody? How about that? That sounds all
right. Cheese and pepperoni. See, I'm a big fan. The chicken she had me at, chicken, barbecue sauce, cilantro. No, I'm talking about my suggestion. Jeez. Chicken, barbecue sauce, cilantro, and purple onion.
Well, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
Okay, you got me convinced.
I stole that from California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah. FWG Mills asks, what is the background music that was playing during Dan Dan the Tabletop Man? Oh, it's still playing. It's the theme to Uncharted 2. Here, you can hear it. I just
the
like
Legend
it,
of so Curly's I, Gold, right? I think that's the sequel to
That's the one.
Uncharted. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Have you let's see. Crystal Renee says, have you been to a roller derby bout? Denver has a great team. Mm-hmm. Plus we Carter Johnson would be awesome. They think my daughter would be good on there. She probably would. We have teams here too, but I don't know their names.
Yeah, we've got the Roller Dolls and we actually, a coworker of Tina's was a member of the Roller Dolls, and we went and saw her play up at the First Bank Center.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of slamming and pushing. And
does it feel like future sport, kind of?
Yeah, it totally feels like future sport. They just need a ball that they have to fire off into a little exhaust port.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. And Ellen Page. Right. The movie with Ellen Page and Drew Barrymore where they're roller derby. Oh. Girls, something like Live It Up. It's like a name that doesn't...
Yeah. Kick it in, take it out, edge. Push it up, go
push
for
him
it.
Down.
Push him down. Shove it out. I don't
whip
know.
It. Whip it. That's it.
Whip yes. it good. Yeah.
Baby Chorus got that one. Whip it.
Sean Dickinson says, would you be, it sounds like spam, but he says, Scott, would you be interested in making frozen custard at home that can be just as good, but at a quarter of the price?
Click here.
Yeah, click here if you'd like to learn more. You won't believe what you'll find.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it, but I like custard a lot, and I would.
Then you don't even need to go to the gym. You can just stay at home and eat frozen custard all day.
Such a bad reason to go to the gym. Thorin says, what is your favorite non-Blizzard game soundtrack to listen to? Music. I'm going to say Skyrim was really epic. Everything on the Skyrim soundtrack is incredible, so I'm going to say that.
An easy one. Stubbs the Zombie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Also, you know soundtrack. What? Honorable mention, even though this is cheating a little bit, but I would go for Grand Theft Auto Vice City, because that thing is full of rad 80s music.
Now, if all the Scott Bradley stuff was on the BioShock Infinite soundtrack, I'd say hands down. But you've got to actually rip that from the game.
I know.
Yeah.
Which I have.
That game is so cool. I think you sent me some of those tracks.
I did, one of us did,
I think Nicole did.
I think she sent it to both of us.
All right, how about this one? What kind of drink would have bearded fruit as the main ingredient, says Stumpwater Jack.
An old-fashioned, clearly.
Clearly. Do we know what bearded fruit stood for? Like, I don't know what that... It was the mature
category.
It's a
podcast.
Yeah, but it was like about... It's one of the mature ones, so what does it mean? Right. Do you know?
Bearded fruit.
There it is. Bearded fruit.
Bearded fruit.
Here's the lady saying it.
Bearded fruit?
There's two. She's almost saying it like a question.
Bearded fruit?
Sure.
A podcast in search of creative queerness.
Oh, it's a gay podcast.
It is.
Okay. All right.
And the main guy, Cody Daigle Orions, does have a beard.
Okay.
Well, here's
what Todd says.
This show is so gay.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
See, he put the final nail in that coffin.
Legacy podcast.
That's two guys, yeah. Cody Daigle Orions and Neil Daigle Orions. I thought that was two pictures of the same guy.
Something your grandma would say.
Well, fruit, yeah.
Oh, bearded fruit?
That does sound just like the fruity part.
Oh, the
that guy's a little fruity.
Yeah.
I think bearded fruit refers to somebody's unit. That's what I think. It's like a bearded fruit, right? Like you got a hairy unit. A
banana with a goatee kind of thing.
Like that. That just doesn't roll off the tongue the way bearded fruit does. I'll stop now.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is from Sean Cox, who says, which event would you be best at the Olympics, and which event would you most suck at? I think I would be good. I mean, all of it would take some training.
Yeah.
But if I was to train, I think I'd do good at water polo.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You know, NBC's getting in a lot of trouble because they keep showing nudity from their new water polo underwater cameras.
Are they doing that? Is that for sure? Is that real?
Yeah, it's for sure, because basically the players keep pulling down the tops of the other players, and they've got that underwater camera that shows it live. And
what? And they're doing that on purpose to get the camera to show?
No. I think that just happens in the natural battles that happen during water polo.
Oh, that's a bummer, dude.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know that. I haven't watched a single minute.
Yeah,
the
yes.
So what would you do good at?
I think I'd be good at the trampolining.
Okay.
And I'd be worst at the, I'd say the cycling.
I'd be good at the cycling. Yeah, you probably would.
But I'd be really bad at the 200 meter freestyle swimming.
I would be bad at anything that involved running around a track. That would be bad. I would be last every time. I would suck horribly. How about
you guys
this
have
one?
Answers to that one, by the way?
I was going to say the trampolining. Mm-hmm.
Is that really a thing, trampolining?
Yeah. They're going to have the trampolining on Friday and Saturday, I believe.
You don't just jump, though, right? You have to do flippy flips.
You have to do flips and stuff, but they jump. They jump ridiculously high. Like, they are putting all their effort into pushing off from that trampoline, and you're like, oh, my God, I could not be up that high and be comfortable.
Here's one for you. Sumpwater Jack, again, always has good questions. Says, longest either of you have gone without sleep? 3 days is mine. Never gone more than that.
Yeah, probably 48 hours for me doing like doing one of my 3 days. 3 days for Mark.
Wow.
Like it was 5 months for me.
Yeah, that was a rough. I don't know how you ever slept during that.
Yeah, that was rough.
Mm-hmm. I 3 days is about all I can go, and then I'm just a comatose lump of shit.
Yeah, 2 days for me. I mean, basically, as soon as the coverthon is over, I try and last until that night because I don't want to throw off my sleep schedule, and then I'm zonked. I'm out.
You stayed up for 24 hours and you say, I don't want to throw off my sleep schedule.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like I'd much rather miss just that event of sleeping than, yeah.
Brian, I got one for you. We'll make this our final one. Chuck B63, that's a great name, says, Brian, who do you think is going to win Big Brother?
Oh, my money would be on.
Yeah, which of the douchebags in that house do you think wins?
Probably one of the biggest ones, actually. It's $500,000. I'd call that. I would consider that winning. But yes, the dignities that you suffer.
I'm winning because I don't watch it. That's how I win.
I would say Pauly probably has the best chance. Although,
tell me it's Pauly Shore.
No, I wish it was Pauly Shore. Mm. There's another guy named Paul. They have a Paul and a Pauly. Mm. And the guy Paul seems like a pale carbon copy of our Justin Robert Young. But he feels enough like Justin Robert Young in the way he delivers his comments and the way he acts and his big beard that I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point of view. When's that show? Is that on now? That's on now, I guess.
It's on now, and it's on 3 nights a week, and yeah.
Good Lord.
It's CBS's cash cow, and they're doing up another one in the winter, too. They're breaking their trend of only having it be a summertime thing. They're going to pull one in the fall.
Would you, final question, NGR, would either of you eat? Someone changed the Popeye's chicken and biscuits sign to say the following, okay?
Okay.
It says, Popeye's jalapenos chicken poopers. So it's jalapenos chicken poopers.
Yeah, I would not eat those.
Okay, I wouldn't either.
Not in a boat, not with a goat.
Chat room, there you go. Chat room can see it. There it is. Jalapenos chicken poopers. Someone had some fun. Thank you, Angie, for that.
That was their last day working at Popeye's chicken.
No good. All right, we're going to take our leave.
Okay, let me introduce the song and I'll see you guys out.
Okay. Cool.
Bye. It's good to see you guys.
We're heading out to the airport.
Oh my gosh, you're leaving right away then.
Yeah.
All right. When you get back to the oven, be safe. And I'm really excited for you guys, big time.
We'll be back.
Make some wood. Whisper to it.
Do it
gently. I miss talking to Mark. I haven't talked to him in a long time. All right. Let's do this. Let's do a song. Before we do, I'll tell everybody where they need to go and do stuff. Patreon.com/TMS. That's where you support us. Thank you for your support. Everybody who does support us. Show's streamed every day at Galpha Geek Radio, not Galpha, alphageekradio.com.
Galifianakis
Radio. I would listen to Galifianakis Radio. you can also find us over there at diamondclub.tv. Frogpants.com/TMS is where you can find all of our contact details. Brian, let's play some music. What do you got for me?
Sure. This one is going out to Grant M06, and we saw him earlier in the chat room. this morning. I think he actually provided the answer to a question that we were asking on the air. He says, hello, Scott and Brian. I'd like to request a song on the day before my mom's birthday. She meant a lot to me, and she just recently passed away. It's going to be hard to not have her around, and I want to do something for her via you guys. I ask you to play Wheel in the Sky, as it was one of her favorite songs, and it just happens to be one of mine from them as well. If you could play it, covered or not, I would gladly appreciate it. Thank you guys for all you've done. Even a little dabble of TMS every morning has gotten me through this tough time. Signed, Grant M06.
Sorry about your mom, dude.
It's in the chat room right there. And Peterson, quit. Don't even bother with that tweet. Yeah. We know it's coming.
We know it's coming, Peterson. Just keep it to yourself, buddy.
Peterson! All right. Well, I'm not going to play the original. I'm going to play a cover. But this cover is so similar to the original that I think it should satisfy both needs. The vocals in this changed dramatically, though, to Kelly Hansen, who is with the band Foreigner. And you can find it on there on a classic compilation called Covered in Classic Rock. It came out in 2009, featured a bunch of different musicians that were known for other bands, heavy metal bands and classic rock bands doing covers of other songs from that genre. Here is Kelly Hansen from the band Foreigner covering Journey's Wheel in the Sky.
All right. We'll see you guys. When will it be? It'll be Monday.
Monday.
Come back Monday. And we'll see you guys then.
That's not it.
It's not?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is that. I'm sorry.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test